This is Amber for another edition of the Leading Hearts Instant Writers podcast, and we are here with Athena Dean, who is the founder of Redemption Press. Thank you for being with us today.
It's great to be here with you, Amber.
Well, this is a special week because all the OSSes are together for the Advanced Writers and Speakers Association conference here in Orlando. And Athena, you had some great insight last night into the world of self-publishing, because that's where you're at. Tell me a little bit about what is the traditional misconceptions when people think about self-publishing.
Well, a lot of times people think if I self-publish, I'll never get picked up by a major publisher. They think that if I'm self-published, I can never, no bookstore is going to carry my book. If I'm self-published, I'll never have any credibility. Mm-hmm. Well, that's true if you do it badly. Mm-hmm. All three of those, that's a true statement if you do it badly. But what we've tried to do at Redemption Press is make sure that we're honest with authors and say, okay, this manuscript needs more work. It's not ready to be published, or you need a major edit, or, you know, whatever the need is, we make sure that they have a product that's worth publication. And if you're going to publish, you don't want self-published. You don't want to look self-published.
So exactly.
We try, and if they have an idea for a cover that's going to look cheesy,
yes,
we're willing to say, you know what, I know you're paying for this,
yes,
but let's try this instead so that you don't look self-published. And so we go through that kind of coaching and giving. I mean, I've made every mistake you can make in 25 years, so I don't want other people to have to make mistakes I've already made that will hurt them. You only have one chance to make a good first impression. So just helping create a product that is excellent, and then getting it into all the distribution channels, and then getting it, having it help you develop or expand your platform, that's what it needs to do. Whether you ever get picked up by a major publisher or not, some people, that is their strategy. Other people, I mean, that was our experience. 28 years ago, we published a book. We needed it for ministry. No one would publish us. Well, it ended up getting picked up by Multnomah after we sold 10,000 copies in 2 years. But, you know, I've been on both sides of the fence. And I like the idea of retaining the rights and having a little more control in the whole process. But I also know I don't, you know, there's times when I don't know what I don't know. And I need someone to help me make the right decisions. And so that's kind of our heart at Redemption Press, is making sure we help authors make the right decisions, but retain control and retain, you know, stay in charge of the project, but with some help.
And I know that with today's technology, it's so easy to self-publish, and it's so easy to put that book out on Amazon and have your friend edit it and put a cover on it. And that is not necessarily the best presentation. What is the top three advice you'd give to someone who is coming out, a newbie in the publishing industry?
Well, don't do what you just said. Do not go to CreateSpace and just press publish, because that's the worst thing you can do. Make sure you have, number one, a good either critique partner, good editor, someone who is a professional, not just your high school English teacher or your mom, because
my mom, everything I do is amazing.
Well, not only that, but if they read your story, they know all the backstory. So if you have a hole in, you know, going from chapter 2 to chapter 3, where you like bounce from here to there, they're going to know what happened, so it's not going to stick out to them. So, you know, there's things that you need an objective, professional opinion to help you really make the most out of whatever your story is, whatever God's given you to say. So that's probably my number one. Number two is make sure your cover is excellent. And don't just think that you know what's best for your cover. Too often we think, well, God gave me this vision and that's what should be on the cover. And it's too much. It's too symbolic.
Sure.
You could lose somebody if they don't get it immediately.
Exactly.
So professional help on your cover. And do your homework. Do your due diligence. I did a webinar called the Publishing Jungle, because there are so many options and so many ways and so many snakes in the jungle. I mean, you have to be really careful. So I think make sure you have a good editor, do good cover design, and make sure you have a professional helping you, and do your due diligence and make sure you know the right questions to ask,
what the publisher's offering, what they're not offering, yes. what they're charging for everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Athena. I know that a lot of people are looking for the guidance and insight they need to be professional in the industry, come out with their best foot forward, because you cannot take that back. Once you put it out there, every blog that you put up is a representation of who you are and what your ministry is. And Athena, why don't you let our listeners know where they can connect with you?
Well, I'm on Facebook, so just Redemption Press on Facebook. Our website is, the easiest way is authorsincharge.com. Because we have a little hyphen between Redemption and Press, so sometimes that's hard to explain. So just authorsincharge.com. And I also have a personal website where I do a lot of blogging, athenadeanholtz.com.
Thank you, Athena, for being with us today. I appreciate it.